AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Doors have opened, new subpoenas have been issued, and the dam has begun to break.
House January 6th Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney. At last night's hearing, former Trump White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Matthews testified the president's tweet that Vice President Mike Pence was a coward poured gasoline on the fire.
Telling them that what they were doing at the steps of the Capitol and entering the Capitol was okay, that they were justified in their anger.
The committee also played this outtake from the video address then-President Trump made the day after the riot.
I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over, okay?
It's the committee's last scheduled hearing, but panel member Jimmy Raskin says there's still more work to be done.
There's certainly a number of significant leads to fill in details that have come in, and we're going to pursue those. We're going to figure out this whole mystery with the Secret Service text.
The contempt of Congress case against Trump ally Steve Bannon could go to the jury today. He declined to testify, and his lawyers called no witnesses. A man apparently tried to stab the Republican candidate for governor in New York, Congressman Lee Zeldin, at an event outside Rochester yesterday. Zeldin says he's okay, and the attacker was taken into custody.
Russia, Ukraine.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Istanbul today at the signing of a deal that could help ease the global food crisis the war in Ukraine has created. Ukraine and Russia will both be able to resume grain exports. Millions of tons of grain have been stuck in Ukraine's Black Sea ports. After President Biden came down with COVID-19, White House Virus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha spoke to NBC's Today Show this morning about how the commander-in-chief is feeling.
No fevers, no change in symptoms. Again, the sort of dry cough, the runny nose, those are his two main things that he was feeling yesterday.
This is AP News. Not a baseball. Major leaguers are playing in front of more empty seats these days, a trend dating to 2016. Dave Ferry has more.
This year's attendance through the All-Star break has dropped 5.4% from 2019, the last time a season was played without capacity restrictions. Average attendance stands at 26,409. Attendance averaged over 30,000 for 14 straight seasons from 2004 to 2017. Nine teams have seen a 15% drop from 2019, with the Athletics' attendance plunging 55%. Eight teams are on pace to beat their 2019 figures, including the Blue Jays at 48.5%. I'm Dave Ferry.
Lights scheduled to start the second half of the season yesterday. The American League's two best teams met in Houston, the Astros sweeping a doubleheader with the Yankees. The Tigers and A's split a doubleheader in Oakland, while the Rangers blanked the Marlins 8-0, and the Dodgers topped the Giants 9-6. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.